In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want you to know that as the sun shines, the Son of God shines and wants to shine in your heart. Oh, yes. As long as your faith is intact, everything's going to come out all right. Yes, everything's going to come out all right. Why? Because Jesus Christ is Lord, and He is my Savior. No matter what happens to me, or you, if you're a Christian, it goes through the hands of Jesus. Everything goes through the hands of Jesus. And these things will not destroy you. These things will not destroy you. These things will make you strong. Do you want to be strong in the Lord? Then allow yourself to go through the hard times. The only way through it is through it. Yes, and we all have them. We all have these hard times. Yesterday I was speaking with someone, and I said, you don't need to be forced into doing things. God doesn't force you, and God doesn't force me. He lets His word be known, but He doesn't force us. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Condemnation is of the devil. Condemnation is not of God. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We're looking at the fifth chapter of St. John's Gospel. After this, there was a festival of the Jews. We don't know which festival it was. It could have been the festival of booths. Could have been the festival of the other four. Oh, yes, there was a festival. It could be a Pentecost. Listen. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Again, the only way to get to Jerusalem is to go up. There's no other way to get to Jerusalem. It's always going up. Now, in Jerusalem, by the Sheep Gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethzeda, which has five porticos. I remember going there and counting the porticos. Oh, yes, I remember going there and counting the porticos. They were dug out by people that wanted to find out what was underneath the ground. And there are five porticos still. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. What are they laying there for? Why are they there? One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up." That's not what Jesus said. He said, "Do you want to be made well?" I tell you, you might have an idea of how God's going to make you well. Sometimes it means you've got to go to the doctors. Oh, yes. Sometimes it means you've got to go to the psychiatrist that's a Christian. Oh, yes. We do not always know the way God wants to make us well. But He will show us if we depend upon Him. "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." I'd never got there first. Therefore, I'd never been healed. But you know what? Jesus comes, and he heals the man. Jesus said to him, stand up, take your mat, and walk. At once the man was made well. And he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath day. So the Jews said to the man who had been cured, it is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your mat. But he answered them, the man who made me well said to me, take up your mat and walk. They asked him, who is this man who said to you, take up your mat and walk? Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had disappeared in the crowd and was there. Later, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Do not sin anymore. I wonder what his sin was. One person told me the pool of Bethesda was an occult experience. It is not mentioned in any of the Hebrew writings. And so, maybe it was that. I have no idea. I just say that's what one person believes. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse happens to you. What's the worst thing? Going to hell. Going to hell. The man went up and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Therefore the Jews started persecuting the Lord Jesus because he was doing such things on the Sabbath. This should be having a party. He's off the dole. This should be having a party. He doesn't have to collect security. He's been healed. He can get a job. They should be having a party. But they are evil in their hearts. He was healed on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father is still working, and I am also working. For this reason, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him. I tell you, Jesus does whatever he sees the Father doing. Jesus speaks whatever he hears the Father speaking. Jesus lives by revelation of the Father. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I am also working. For this reason, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but was also calling God his Father, thereby making himself equal to God. Oh no, they didn't get it. He is equal to God. He did call God his Father. He is the only Son of the Father. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. The Son came because he was sent by the Father. And the greatest work that he's going to be doing is being crucified, absorbing the sins of the world, and resurrection. Oh, yes, conquering sin, death, and the grave. I've told you the two great signs of the resurrection, the empty tomb and the changed life by Jesus Christ. Has your life been changed? Oh, we all need to be changed a little more. We all need to be changed a little more. Maybe We're grouchy. We need to be changed, that God will give us his peace. Maybe we're fearful. We need to be changed, that God will give us his peace. I tell you, we all need to be changed. I need to be changed. I need to be changed. The thoughts that sometimes come into my mind, not dirty thoughts, I immediately rebuke them. Rebuke them. But I need to be changed so I don't have these thoughts. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing." Jesus works by revelation. Jesus works by revelation. And you know what? We can do the same thing. We can do the same thing. I had someone that I was praying with that they canceled an appointment. And it wasn't them that was canceling the appointment. It was the demons who didn't want them to come. And you know, I know, because there's more to the story. There's more to the story. I know that the enemy did not want this person to be made free. And so he stays in bed and cries out, "I'm not going." Well, you know what? I don't need to be able to see him. I would minister to him if he came, but I don't need him to be ministered to by me. I don't have that need. But he is, what do you call, he is tormented by these demons. The Son does likewise what he sees the Father doing. The Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. I tell you, the Father loves the Son. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you." As the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus loves you and me. Oh, yes. How we need to experience that love of Jesus. How we need to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. The Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be astonished. What is the greater work? The resurrection, the crucifixion. Oh, yes. Indeed, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whomever he wishes. Have you received the life of God called grace? Have you received the life of God, the presence of God? That's what he wants for you. That's what he wants for you. That's what he wants for you. That's what he wants for me. Oh, yes, I have experienced the presence of God. I remember once I was a deacon and I was woken up by this person. He was a Muslim, and he wanted to go get dried out. He was drinking. Well, at the end, I said, "Let me pray with you." And as I started to pray, he said, "The presence is here." I said, "Yes, the presence of God. His name is Jesus. The presence is here." Hallelujah. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Do you honor the Father? Do you honor the Son? Do you honor the Holy Spirit? Oh, yes. How we need to honor God. How we need to love him. He doesn't need my love. I need to love him. That's the only way it is. He wants my love. And I need to love him. I need to tell him, "I love you, Lord. Jesus, I love you today." Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. The Father sent the Son. Oh, yes, and the Son does exactly what he sees the Father doing. Truly, truly, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Amen. Amen. Many years ago, when I was baptized, they asked my godparents, "What do you want from God's church for Thomas?" And they said, "Eternal life." How that life is coming through the Lord Jesus Christ and does not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I tell you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. Oh, yes, he's the Son of God. God has one natural Son, the Word of God made flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ. The rest of us are adopted children through the baptism and through the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I am a son of God. I've been adopted into the family through baptism and faith, or through faith and baptism. Oh, yes. And he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not be astonished at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Do you do good? Does your faith work through love, as it says in the Galatian letter, faith working through love? Oh, yes. Faith alone is not real. What does James say? Faith without works is dead. I'm not saved by my works. I'm saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saved because he shed his blood for me. I'm saved because he's the Lord. I'm saved because I need a Savior, and his name is Jesus. I can do nothing on my own. I guess I can say the same thing. I can do nothing on my own. Without Jesus, I am hopeless. Without Jesus, I am helpless. Without Jesus, I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek to do not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. What are you seeking? Do you seek your own will or the will of him who sent Jesus, the Father's will? That's a good question. What are you seeking today? What are you seeking today? Who are you seeking today? If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that his testimony is true. You sent messengers to John, and he testified to the truth. Not that I accept such human testimony, but I say these things so that you may be saved. This is what Jesus wants. Salvation for everyone who hears the word of God. Salvation. You say, I haven't gone to church in years. I tell you, he is in love with you, and he wants you to embrace him. How? I come to the cross, and Lord Jesus, shed your blood on me. Forgive my sins. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Amen. He, John the Baptist, was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But I have a testimony greater than John's. Remember, John said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." John's two disciples left John and followed Jesus. Andrew, and I don't know who the other one is. "The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works I am doing, I testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me." What testifies to Jesus that the Father has sent him? The miracles, the signs. "And the Father who sent me has himself testified on my behalf." He did at the baptism. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." At the Mount of Transfiguration, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." "Listen to him. You have never heard his voice or seen his form. You do not have the word abiding in you because you do not believe him whom he has sent." He sent Jesus. And you know what? He sends us now to go out and let people know that there's only one way to God. There's no plan B. There's one way to God, and his name is Jesus Christ. "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is the scriptures that testify on my behalf." How many times have I said Genesis to Revelation points out Jesus Christ? Genesis to Revelation points out Jesus Christ. "Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from men, but I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. If another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the one who is God alone? Alone is God. Do you think that I will accuse you before Father the Father? Your accuser will be Moses, on whom you have set your hope. If you believe Moses, you would believe me, for Moses wrote about me. But if you do not believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say?" It's all about Moses. You don't believe Moses because Moses spoke about Jesus, that there would be a Messiah that comes. And we know that the Messiah is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Jewish people are waiting for the Messiah. One day, every Jewish person will open his and her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ before he comes in glory. Yes, one day. Let me invite you to the crusade that we're going to be having on WROL and WEZE, the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd of October, between 6 and 7 o'clock in the evening. It will be broadcasted on WROL and WEZE. How do I get there if I don't have a radio? WROL radio will take you to the crusade. Oh, yes, how we need to hear the word of God. How we need to know that Jesus is Lord. How we need to know that there is salvation only in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, there is salvation only in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What have you learned today? I've learned that Jesus does exactly what the Father does. I've learned today that Jesus speaks exactly what the Father speaks. I learned today that the life of God is in Jesus, and the life of God is in you if you're a believer. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.